Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Shadow Web Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing in just 5 minutes flat. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy, always rewarding world of self-discovery. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel like treading on eggshells. Building healthy boundaries and prioritizing your own needs. You know, those things you might be subconsciously letting slide because you're too nice or worried about rocking the boat. We're going to talk real talk, no sugarcoating here, about why setting those boundaries is crucial for your well-being and how to do it without turning into a dragon though. Honestly, sometimes a little dragon energy is exactly what we need. Ever felt like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to scream no? You know that feeling when someone drains your energy just by being around them? Yet, that's often a sign that it's time to step up and say no with more confidence. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of boundaries like a protective shield around your inner child. They need that safety net so they can blossom and shine without feeling overwhelmed or depleted. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those walls of wonder. 1. Recognize your needs. What truly makes you feel good? What drains your energy? Take some time to reflect on what you need to thrive physically, emotionally, and mentally. This could be anything from quiet time alone to spending time with loved ones who uplift you, or even saying no to that third work meeting this week when you are already swamped. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and honest about your needs and limits. You don't need to apologize for prioritizing yourself. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the waiter what you want, right? It's the same with setting boundaries. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Choose one area where you want to set a boundary and start there. Maybe it's declining an invitation you don't feel up for or saying no to taking on extra tasks at work. Each small step builds your confidence and makes it easier to tackle bigger challenges. 4. Be consistent. The key to success with boundaries is consistency. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. This might be tough at first, but the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Remember, you're teaching people how to treat you. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries isn't always easy. There will be times when you feel guilty or anxious, especially if you're used to putting others' needs before your own. Be kind to yourself and remember that it takes time to learn and grow. Celebrate your successes and learn from any slip-ups. Let me share a quick real-life example. Imagine a friend constantly calls you at the most inconvenient times, demanding advice or just needing to vent about their drama. While you're a great listener, this constant drain is affecting your own peace of mind. How can you set a boundary? Try saying something like, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but my schedule is pretty packed right now. Can we aim for a call once a week on a specific day?" Or, "I'm happy to listen for a bit, but I need to focus on your task. How about we chat later?" Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about honoring your needs and creating space for yourself to thrive. When you prioritize your well-being, you radiate energy and positive vibes that ripple outwards, benefiting everyone around you. You're amazing, capable, and deserving of a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Now go out there and set those boundaries like the boss you are. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little nudge in the right direction, someone who might be struggling to say no or put themselves first. Leave a review if this resonated with you. It helps others find their way to self-love too. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.